Dual Impressions. One album. Two perspectives. Listen in as TCM reviewers J.F. Arnold and Nicholas Ahern go in on TFK's new album, The End Is Where We Begin.
This album, when did it actually come out? April 10th, or is it the 17th? Maybe the 17th.
Time warp for Wikipedia right now.
I think it's the 17th. It came out early for Kickstarter supporters, so the album, you might have already heard it, you might not by the time this review goes up. But, one way or the other.
It came out March 2012.
What? No, it came out in April.
Wait.
Nice try.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking something. Wait. No, it says, according to Wikipedia, and Wikipedia is never wrong. The official release date was announced as April 17th. But it also says it was released. Okay, this is kind of funky right here.
So Wikipedia is wrong, and if you want to learn about Thousand Foot Crouch, you should come to Dual Impressions on the Christian Manifesto. That's really funny. The album's not out. It might be by the time this goes out, but I think it's supposed to come out the 17th, but it came out early to people who pre-ordered it on Kickstarter on the 10th. Or maybe early, maybe late last week or something. Anyways, the album was funded through Kickstarter, in case you hadn't picked up on that. So this is their departure from Tooth & Nail Records, who they had been with for 4 albums, I think? 4 or 5? It was quite a number of albums before they ended up leaving. So we're here to talk about it. It is, 14 tracks long, something like that? And 15 tracks? Okay.
15 tracks, yeah.
Okay. But it does have an introduction and an outro, which is actually called Outroduction. Did you catch that? I thought that was really funny.
I did. They have an introduction. This is a warning intro at the halfway point of the album, then an outro. So technically it's 3 interludes, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought it was funny that they called it an Outroduction. But
it did make me chuckle. Also, by the way, we should prove a drinking game. Every time James says Kickstarter in this review, someone has to take a shot. So you guys are, I think, like 8 shots behind, so get on that.
I will try to not kill anyone. So
okay, so Kickstarter, right? Funded all this? It was Kickstarter. Is that how you say it? Kickstarter? Okay, anyway. What do you think of this album, James?
I love this album, and I just have to tip my hat right off the bat. That rhymed. I have been a fan of Thousand Foot Crutch since Phenomenon, and then I immediately went back and got their older music, and I have just loved their music every step of the way. A couple albums in the middle kind of started to feel like each other, and felt like the writing was beginning to get a little stretched because Trevor McNevin was working with FM Static and doing other things as well. But I've been a fan of Thousand Foot Crutch for a very long time. I was super excited about this album. I was glad to see something being funded outside of Tooth & Nail Records just to see what the band would do on their own. And I think they pulled it off. I think it's their best work to date. I think they pull off a good mix between slow and fast songs, between aggressive and a little bit softer tones. I love that Trevor McNevin did a little bit of his old rapcore stuff throughout it. I'm just a fan, and I can get to my critique in a few minutes, but my initial impressions are to say this was a good album.
So it's my turn to be the bad cop?
Or say whatever you think about it. I mean, just because you're naturally the bad cop doesn't mean that you always have to be.
Against my inner nature. Okay, let's see. my experiences with Thousand Foot Crutch go back probably as long as yours. I never listened to it regularly, but you know, the News, Boys Crowd, the Audio Adrenaline. If you wanted to be rebellious, you listen to Thousand Foot Crutch. It's a nice little throwback. It took me back. I listened to their albums in the past, you know, like you, but never really enjoyed it just because, like you said, it did start to sound very similar, and that's when I started getting into hip hop and all that stuff. It's like, oh, a new thing right here. That's what Crutch is. I've heard it all. And so dropped off my radar for quite a while. But this album overall, I wasn't blown away by it, but it did take me back to the old times and actually improved quite a bit, I think, upon the old times.
Yeah.
So there's some definite lows in this album for me, but overall, I was actually I wouldn't say impressed, because that's a word I generally don't use.
It's true.
And I don't know how to use it very well. But I would say I was not disappointed with the album. There we go. That's high praise. That's high praise.
Yeah. No, it really is for me. I think you're right that this album really does hit a nostalgic thread with anyone who listened to Thousand Foot Crutch back in the day. But I think what's telling for me about this album is that it hits that nostalgic moment, but I think it's likely to replace their old albums on what I'm choosing to keep on the device I keep with me the most, whether that's my phone or my iPod.
Yeah, I can see that. This has got a better flow, better pacing. The production sounds better.
Yeah,
there's a lot more diversity going in. Yeah, it's light years beyond what they used to do, and that's not to be all, oh yeah, their stuff sucked, but I did not like their old stuff too much.
Yeah, for me, listening to their albums, because I'd get each one as it came out, because I was definitely a fan, it took, nothing ever really replaced Phenomenon and Art of Breaking for me. Both of those albums, I just could listen to front to back. Even Art of Breaking had enough low points that it was really only the first half of the album that I'd listened to all the way through. Phenomenon just was not replaced. Even though I liked what they put out, it wasn't different enough that I felt the need to memorize the song so I could sing along as I played in my car. This album has gotten to the point where I've already memorized three or four of the songs, and it just came out, and I'm excited to learn more of it because it's going to replace their old stuff. And that's not to say I don't enjoy it. Every now and then I'll throw it on as a throwback, but it won't be I want to listen to TFK, I should throw on Phenomenon. No, it'll be, let's do this one. Let's do The End Is Where We Begin.
Yeah, I think my biggest critique...
All right, moving on to critiques.
You're definitely right. No, you're definitely right with what you said. It's, yeah, I've already got a couple of these tracks where I can listen to over and over again, which is high praise. But for me, the biggest flaw with the album, I guess the biggest critique I can give, is that the first half of the album is really, really strong. It's really, really strong. With the exception of We Are, which is my least favorite track. I don't like the interludes, but it's a given. I generally don't like interludes because
right.
I feel they're just distracting and unnecessary. Why would I pay for a dollar for a 30-second track? If I were to pay for it. But the first...
because
the
we
first...
get our music for review. That's the point there.
Oh, yeah. But in general, it's like hip-hop. I don't want to pay for an interlude. That's why I liked Recovery so much by Eminem. I didn't have to deal with interludes. But the first half of the album is... I couldn't find really anything... to argue with it about. I was like, no, this is actually really good, with the exception of We Are. Light Up the Sky is great. The End Is Where We Begin. Let the Sparks Fly. I Get Wicked. You know, those four tracks in a row are really strong, and they sound different enough, but they still maintain an intensity that's really nice to listen to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even Be Somebody, which I was like, this is actually not too bad either. So basically the first half of the album, minus interludes, is really, it's almost flawless.
I love Be Somebody. Probably my favorite track on the album. And I know it's one of their slower ones. I'm a sucker for Trevor's slow voice, but I love that song.
Yeah. But then they go into the interludes and they go to Courtesy Call, and the second half of the album it just didn't have the same momentum for me. In fact, it didn't sound as good as the first one.
Huh.
The first half.
So... You mentioned momentum. Is that because they slowed down with Be Somebody? Like, what if the album was reordered and you just kind of kept that heavier rock sound all the way and then threw Be Somebody at the end with All I Need to Know and So Far Gone?
I listened to the slower songs, and for some reason, every time I listened to them, I kept thinking, I remember the other tracks that were slow. I'd be like, oh, wow, this sounds just similar to this one.
Hmm.
I mean, Courtesy Call, I think, is a decent slower track for the most part. It's not obviously slow, but, you know, it does... the first 30, 40 seconds of it are a lot slower.
Yeah.
And they have that build-up.
That's a good building track.
Yeah, it's a really good building track. But a lot of it is the slower tracks tend to sound very similar to me.
Yeah.
And I think it's his voice. And he's got a great voice. I give him props for his voice, but his slower voice does not have a range of, like, a Miles Kennedy or a Chris Cornell of Soundgarden, you know?
Yeah.
And so his slower songs tend to, I find myself skipping them, except for Courtesy Call and Be Somebody.
Okay.
You know, Be Somebody is by far their pinnacle slow track, and everything under that slow past that point feels like filler. It feels like filler to me. You've already hit as high as you can be on this album for Be Somebody, you know?
Interesting.
So.
Yeah, I'll second some of the issues that you've got. I do think that the first half of the album is extraordinarily strong. We Are is definitely the weakest of the beginning, but it's still not a bad track. The whole first half of the album is solid. I'd even say up through Courtesy Call. War of Change has some really good moments in it, but overall was not quite as strong.
Yeah.
And Fly on the Wall wasn't that great either.
No.
But overall, that's still something like 70% of the album that is absolutely solid.
Yes.
And as a package, I think it works. Even though some tracks you may not be as big of a fan of, I can understand why some people might latch onto those tracks.
Oh yeah, it's personal. If you like slower music and you love slow Thousand Foot Crouch, you will like those tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like we both have some good thoughts, even with our mild critiques of it.
Yeah, it's not a perfect album by any stretch, but where it's strong, it's extraordinarily strong.
Yeah. So what is your favorite track? I've already said that mine was Be Somebody. What is your favorite track on this album?
I liked Courtesy Call, but I think my favorite one is I have to hear the beginning. There's Light Up the Sky and The End is Where We Begin. I have to hear the beginning of The End is Where We Begin, the title track. I think I like sorry. I Get Wicked. That was it. That was just had a Slim Shady vibe for me, so I think that's why I like it.
I was gonna guess that I Get Wicked was your favorite track, just knowing what I know about your musical taste. It is a good track. I really like that one.
It is. Yeah, by far it's my favorite track. Yeah.
He pushes his aggression up on that one too.
Yes, he does. I hate you.
That little sound you heard from Nick is one of my favorite things when we do reviews.
And that almost terrorizing glee. That
yeah,
I get.
That it's almost giddy, which is funny.
As evilly giddy as you know I can be.
All right, let's wrap this thing up. I'll go first this time.
Ladies first. That 2 seconds of James Brown, I don't know what to say to that.
I have no response. Here's my conclusion. This is Thousand Foot Crutch's latest album, The End is Where We Begin. It was released not through Tooth and Nail. They self-funded it through Kickstarter. And it is solid. If you are a fan of TFK, this is the album to pick up. If you're not a fan, or if you've never heard of them before, start here. Because this is their best work. I think the album is solid, almost all the way through. The first half is nearly flawless so far as a Thousand Foot Crutch album goes. The latter half is starting to get a little bit shaky, but still very good. As a longtime fan, I'm happy with enough of the throwbacks. You've got a little bit of rap core thrown in. You've got some slow songs, a lot of aggressive songs. It didn't feel like they were trying to meet their quotas with having one song that might show up in a pro wrestling match and one song that sounds almost like a worship song. It felt more fluid and more natural, which I really, really like. So my final score is going to be a 4 out of 5. I think this is a great album. I really enjoyed it.
Well, overall, besides the nostalgia slap in the face and just enjoying aggressive music, it's not a disappointing album. The first half, like I said, is far stronger in my humble opinion than the second half. And there are a couple tracks where I feel they were, you know, the interludes obviously goes without saying, I think they're unnecessary. And you have a couple tracks that are too slow that don't really work with the overall thrust of the album. But you have the really good track of Be Somebody and I Get Wicked on top of the first half. And so if you want aggressive rock, if you want something as more of an alternative to, I don't know, what other band would they? I don't listen to enough mainstream rock anymore. I listen to
yeah.
Anyway, Rap Trail ending right there. This is a really good rock album. So I consider it above average. So I'm giving it 3 stars out of 5. And that brings us to a good rating of 3.5, which is pretty high for us.
Yeah, that is pretty solid. I don't know who to compare them to these days. I know when they were first getting big, a lot of people were saying you should listen to them if you like Linkin Park.
Yeah, but Linkin Park sounds nothing like Linkin Park.
But Linkin Park has changed, so I'm not sure who to compare these guys to these days. Which is good. I mean, good for them for filling a niche. So, all right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Dual Impressions. I am James Arnold, and I have with me Nick Ahern. Say hello, Nick.
Hello, Nick.
And say goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening.